WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
I can definitely see like a R-rated yeah. Peter Pan movie, but Bambi?
Bambi, yeah, I don't know where they're going to go with that one.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess he wants revenge for his mom.
Yeah, but like...
Wouldn't that just be like Deer Gone Wrong?
Yeah, or like Open Season, whatever, that movie.
Open Season was such a good movie.
Yeah.
I love... One thing about me, I'm a sucker for cheesy little... no budget
animated movies. Yep.
Over the Hedge.
Yep.
Open season
was it.
Home on the Range. Love those cheesy little movies.
Yeah,
they're so good. They have a special little place in my heart.
It's the nostalgia factor of it all, like,
yeah,
watching that as a kid, like every day. Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those, even though that one was sad, that one always was like existential crisis when I was a kid.
No, understandable. But like, they're just something about them.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't remember anything from Home on the Range, and it has been a minute since I watched Home on the Range. But I remember singing along to every single word of, "We'll be coming around the mountain when she comes."
Exactly.
I knew that thing by heart.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, it's something about it.
Of course.
And like, Over the Hedge, I even had like a video game on my VTech thing.
Oh, I remember the VTechs. The like orange thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Over the Hedge video game for that.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember playing it, and I remember being so good at it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the object of it. I don't remember anything about it. I just
get
remember
over the
playing
hedge.
It. Yeah.
You just gotta get over the hedge.
I think you were like the main character. I don't remember his name, and I think it was like a maze platformer thing, almost like Pac-Man, but not.
Yeah.
So like you had
interesting.
You had to collect the like different cheese bags or whatever, and stay away from like the Karen and the exterminator.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything else from that.
Now, to find, like, one of those VTech game consoles again, just to play...
Yes.
Would, like, honestly, I think, like, cure all of my, like...
all of my mental illnesses.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would... They would just go away. I would transform back into my child self, and I would be okay.
Everybody talks about the Atari, the GameCube, the PlayStation 1, the PlayStation 2, the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
VTech's where it's at.
Yeah, because like those games were like simple but fun. Like I remember those games being so fun, and I remember having a punching bag thing that I had connected to it as a kid.
I didn't have that, but that's so cool.
And it was like really fun, and I was like, well, I need this in my life now.
Yeah. Where's the VTech lovers?
Exactly.
Honestly. Every other console gets all the love.
Yep.
What about VTech?
Like,
sure, it was for little kids.
But, like...
It was fun.
It was really fun. And it's still a game console that no one talks about.
I think we need a revival of VTech.
Yep. We're going to start it. Us too.
Absolutely.
We'll be the pioneers for VTech.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys sit on the VTech discussion.
Yeah.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So it's real nice.
Yeah.
And like, I went there for the 4th of July. Me and my mom went up there, or went down there, and just kind of hung out, had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the fireworks over the bay.
Oh, that's cool.
That was really pretty.
Yeah.
I love it down there.
Yeah.
We go every year to go see my uncle.
I love that. I want to go to the beach so bad now. Like, just like, I love sitting in the sand.
Yeah.
And just baking for like hours.
It's so nice. I like bringing a book, as nerdy as that is.
Of course.
I like to bring a book and listen to the waves while I'm reading.
What was the last book you read at the beach?
Ah, shoot. I don't know. I really honestly don't know. I just take whatever book I'm currently reading at the time. So, like right now, I'm reading like a bunch of different things because I cannot focus on one thing. I'll get bored of it and read another thing. Mm-hmm. But I think what I'm reading right now is The Rose Society, I think it's called.
Ooh, I think I've heard of that one.
By Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Mary Lou is one of my favorite authors.
Yeah.
She cannot write a bad book, in my opinion. I buy literally all of her books.
Mm-hmm.
So in my like library that I have, my personal library, it's got a lot. It's got all of her books.
Yeah. I think the last book I remember reading at the beach was Game of Thrones. I started and finished Game of Thrones at the beach, which was crazy.
As you should, honestly.
Yeah,
though.
It was good, too. Like, it was a good beach book for some reason. Like, a good paperback book at the beach.
Yes.
I love.
I like high fantasy.
Yeah.
Or, like, high sci-fi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in-between.
Yeah.
Like... anything by Mary Lou is obviously good, and she writes a lot of either sci-fi or fantasy, or both.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I like The Hunger Games. That's one of my favorite series.
Of course.
Maximum Ride.
Ooh, I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's a James Patterson book, and a lot of people don't like it, but that was one of my favorite books growing up.
Okay.
I highly recommend it personally.
Okay.
It's about this group of kids that were spliced with bird DNA.
Oh.
So they have wings and like enhanced strength.
Interesting.
And they like fight to save the world.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
I like it. It's really old.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. I mean, kids with bird wings, I guess.
Yeah. And like, the writing's not the best.
Yeah, he's never been like the most like prolific, like...
Well, he writes so much.
Yeah. I guess it's just like he has written so many books that it's like a new book is just gonna sound like an older book of his.
Yeah.
So
like, not only that, but like, he's in every single section.
True.
If you go to a bookstore, any bookstore,
true,
you're gonna find a James Patterson book,
yeah,
no matter where you're looking. If you're looking in fiction, you're gonna find James Patterson. Uh-huh. If you're looking in YA,
yeah,
you're gonna find multiple James Pattersons.
In crime, he loves a crime book. My mom and my grandmother used to read those like religiously.
Nonfiction.
Yep.
He's dipped his toe in.
Mm-hmm.
He's everywhere. You can't get away from James Patterson.
Yeah, I know. And it's kind of scary, but I mean, he's making his money somehow.
I mean, I respect it.
I don't understand how people write books like that, though. Like, so many...
God, no.
Like, I'm a creative writing minor, and I just write essays all the time. Bless you.
Thank you.
But I just write essays all the time, and I can barely do that.
No, like, I have too bad ADHD to do that.
Mm, yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Like, it gets bad. I literally cannot focus that long.
Yeah.
He's literally just got to be sitting in his little office...
That's, yeah, but, like, I feel like he has probably some way that it's, like, not just him sitting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ghost writers.
For sure. Also, he probably just, like, records himself saying something, and then that someone, like, rewrites it.
Or,
yeah.
Transcribes is the word I was looking for. But I don't know.
Right now, I'm reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Okay, yeah.
It's I got it at Second and Charles because they do this thing where they put books, like, they give you mystery books for, like, $2.
Ooh.
And it gives you, like, a synopsis, and the synopsis, I was like, I probably like this.
Nice.
And I've heard of it before, and I know they're making it into, like, a movie or, like, a mini series. So I was like, I have to read it before it comes out.
I read most of A Series of Unfortunate Events when I was really little.
Yeah.
but I didn't have like the 10th or 11th book.
Ooh.
Like both of those. Yeah. I didn't have either one. And so I got like to the 8th book and I stopped reading the series because
Oh, no.
I didn't have the rest of it. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
You know? So like, I want to watch the show.
Yeah.
But in the back of my
mind, you gotta read the other two.
Yeah, I've gotta finish the 8th book.
Yeah.
Because I stopped like mid book.
Oh no.
Because I was like, the anxiety of not having the other books
yeah.
was mounting.
Yeah.
And plus, I think like my friends started talking about like Percy Jackson or something.
Oh, of course.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It was either Percy Jackson, Harry Potter. I didn't read Harry Potter.
I didn't either.
It was either like Percy Jackson, Divergent, or Hunger Games or
yeah.
something. And I just put down a series of unfortunate events.
And picked up like Hunger Games, which is just like the complete opposite.
Yeah.
But maybe that can be your spring break read this year.
Maybe.
It's the next two books.
Well, I have to get them.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Plus there's 13 books in the series.
Oh, wow.
So I have to read the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th.
12th
and the 13th.
Wow.
That's 6 books.
You can do it.
Oh, I absolutely could. I have no doubt that I could.
Yeah.
I just, do I want
true.
To?
True, true.
Especially when I've got Mary Lou books on the back. You know, like I like Lemony Snicket,
mm-hmm.
but I like Mary Lou a lot more.
Yeah. Slay. Slay.
Slay. <honestly. laughs> I don't know. I definitely should pick that back up just so I can watch the show.
Yeah, I've heard the show's pretty good.
If nothing else, because I don't like I remember most of it, but I think I was also just getting bored with the series too.
Mm-hmm. After you read so many, it's like
there was definitely a formula that Lemony Snicket was using.
Yeah,
like the first book, that was obviously the best one, you know.
Yeah.
You find out the kid's parents are dead.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a foster parent, which happens to be part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was Count Olaf. That's where you meet Count Olaf.
Yeah.
Then they like Count Olaf tries to kill them a few times. They get moved. That's pretty much the plot.
Yep.
They go to a different one. like this is the 2nd through the 13th, as far as I can tell. They go to a new foster parent.
Mm-hmm.
Count Olaf finds them. Foster parent falls for Count Olaf and his little scheme. Count Olaf tries to kill them. And then the foster parent ends up dying for them. And they move to a new one.
And that's just repeated the whole time, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're just moving around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of fun.
No, it was absolutely really good at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was reading it, but, like, once I got to the 8th book, I was getting kind of bored.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just the same thing, rinse and repeat, but, like, different places.
Yeah. But then you're growing with these characters, too, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the thing that they want you to, like, enjoy about it.
Yeah. I was just absorbing them.
Yeah.
All in, like, 5th grade. Something like that. I don't know.
Something crazy like that. No, I did that with Hunger Games, for sure.
No, I did too.
Like, I was a huge Hunger Games stan when I was, like, in middle school. And I just, like, I read the books for summer reading.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, the movies were coming out at the same time. So I was like, well, I gotta watch the movies.
Yeah.
And then ended up, like, falling in love with the movies and just, like, continually kept watching them. Bought them on DVD and I just like kept watching them.
Yeah. I think what happened for me was my brother was moving out.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go because me and my brother were very avid readers growing
yeah.
up. And my brother's like way older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like 7-8 years, right?
Yeah.
So he was moving out. I got to go through his book collection.
Ooh.
To see what I and he's like, you can have whatever you want.
Wow.
So I did. That's how I got the Harry Potter series,
mm-hmm.
which I never read.
Yeah.
I got the Hunger Games series, which I did read. I got all of the... what else did I get from that? I got all of the Hunger Games series. I got all of the all of his series of unfortunate event books. Ooh. I got a book that he stole from our high school library.
Of course.
And like just a bunch of different books that mm-hmm. just seemed interesting.
Yeah. I love a library.
I do too.
Like
personally.
Just like even if I'm just doing like work or like a personal library, like yeah. I just love books and how they look and how they smell and how they feel.
Yes. My dad went through a phase recently where he was like building a lot with mm-hmm. wood and stuff.
Yeah.
So he built a giant bookshelf for me and my mom to share.
Nice.
My mom's not a huge reader, mm-hmm. but we have just a bunch of like VHS tapes and like movies.
Yeah.
So like one side of the bookshelf is that and the other is just my books. And it's almost filled up. I'm sure if I brought all the books that I've brought up here,
yeah,
back, it would be filled up.
See, I love that. Like, I want when I get older, I'm gonna have a whole room where it's just like a library of books and records and movies, and it's just gonna be my like media place.
I'm so upset because I don't have my bookshelf here, and I can't bring most of my books here. It's so upsetting because I like being able to look at my library at the books that I've collected over the years.
Yeah.
And like, I can look at those books and I'm proud because I bought with my own money a majority of those books. Yeah.
And you read all of them.
Most
of them.
You always got to have those few
that you're going to get to at some point.
That you've been saying that you're gonna get to years.
Yeah. But they just like look pretty or like you know.
The story looked interesting at the time.
Yeah.
But then you also bought like Percy Jackson with it, you know, for example.
Yeah.
Or you bought like a Mary Lou book with it. And then you didn't get around to it.
Yeah.
And then by the time that you were running out of things to read, that book's still sitting on the shelf, but you go back to the bookstore
and you buy another book
and you buy more books. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah,
it's awful. Being a reader is so expensive.
Any form of media consumption is expensive now. Yeah, just sad.
When I tell you, it's so bad. That bookcase is so big and there are so many books on there. Like it's bad. And I have this thing that I need to clean out just because I put stuff in there when I first moved in, and I just have not fixed it the way I wanted. I just wanted to get the stuff out of the way. So if I fix it and get it the way I want, I'll have like a tiny library.
Yeah.
It won't match up to the real thing.
Yeah, but you still have one.
I still have one.
Which is the only thing you need, though.
I really do. Like, I've been rereading the Artemis Fowl series.
Oh, see, no, I got into those when I was younger, too.
It's so good. Did you know that he put out, like, a new, like, spinoff series?
Yeah. And I've heard it's pretty good, right?
I haven't read it yet. I kind of, like, I was rereading it, and I got to the 7th or 8th book, the one where he loses his mind.
Yeah.
And like I got like halfway through there, and I just kind of, I got busy, so I stopped reading it.
Yeah.
And I need to pick it back up.
Yeah.
But
did you ever watch the Artemis Fowl show?
They had a movie.
Oh yeah.
I did watch that.
Was it any good?
That's why I started rereading books. By the time I found out about it, I had I only had time to read the first one, which I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. It was not. I watched that movie. It was god awful.
That's what. And see, these like book to movie adaptations like are never good usually.
Yeah. No, it was like they didn't even read the books.
Yeah.
Because first of all, if you've read Artemis Fowl in like one of the later series, he picks up horseback riding, and it's specifically stated in the book, like word for word off the top of my brain, is like Artemis Fowl took up horseback riding as a sport to build up muscle because after he had been like attacked by a troll. But he liked horseback riding because the horse did most of the work.
Yeah.
In the movie, they had him surfing in the beginning.
Oh, no.
And, like, he was wearing normal, like, kid clothes. That's not Artemis Fowl.
Yeah, that's not the same thing, though, either. Surfing and horseback riding are not the same thing, like, at all.
One is much more, like, physically intensive than the other.
Yeah.
Artemis Fowl is supposed to be this frail little 12-year-old kid who wears, like, designer suits.
Yep.
He's, like, a criminal mastermind.
Yep.
And they had him surfing. Mm-mm. He was kind of an idiot. Not even gonna lie. Not only that, but like almost everything was different from the books.
Let's see.
It's like they skimmed the book, like the first and second book, and like combined the two in a weird way.
I can't do that.
So like the first book is Artemis lost his dad to the Russian mafia, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, and the Fowl trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
Is dwindling because his mom's gone crazy.
Yeah.
So, and like to pay for her expenses, it's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm gonna, because he's like 12 years old, he still has belief in fairies, and that's a thing that he expresses. He's like, it's a thing that only fools or kids can believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just young enough to be in the kid category. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, tries to catch a fairy, and he does. And he holds her for ransom.
Dang.
But in the movie, and, like, in the second book, he fights Opal Cowboy, like, the evil pixie.
Yeah.
Who, like, incited a goblin rebellion or something.
Those books are crazy.
I don't remember. But, like, they kind of combine the two.
Yeah.
So, and, like, in the movie, the dad was the one that introduced Artemis to the legend of fairies.
Oh, wow.
And, like, told him about it and everything.
Mm-mm.
Instead of Artemis, like, hearing the stories growing up and then, like, I'm going to do it just because. And, like, you know, he, like, went to, I think it was Morocco. I don't know. It was somewhere hot. And he, like, cornered some fairy and got, like, their Bible from it.
Interesting.
He, like, bought it from it. And so that's how he has... That's why he knows the book and why he can read Gnomish.
Wow.
I really like this.
Yeah.
But, like, the movie, it was awful.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, you got to do it, like, true to the book. Like, these Disney movies that do book, like, adaptations are never that good.
I know. And, like, the first book itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good anyway.
Yeah.
That would have made, like, such a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, the battle between Fowl Manor and, like, the fairies.
Yeah.
That would have been so cool, and they could have set up so much.
They can't do that.
No.
They can't
It was
do that.
So bad. And, like, they had to bring in Opal Cowboy and, like, save the dad, and the dad didn't get saved until the third book.
That, yeah.
Like... If you had gone one movie, one book, you could have a Marvel level.
Yeah, exactly. And then you could do your spinoffs based on what the movies. Like, you could do, like, a fairy spinoff or, like, Opal Cobble spinoff or, like, whatever you wanted.
Like, you could show what Mulch is up to.
Yeah.
Like, you could have, like, a Mulch Diggums TV show or something.
Yeah.
Because, like... That dude's interesting.
Yeah.
Dude is like a criminal in the fairy world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, he gets let out of jail a lot just because he's useful to Artemis and his schemes. What's he up to in between the books?
What is he doing in his free time?
Yeah.
Tell me what he's got going on.
Like, he always has a heist plan, and it's so fun.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, maybe, like, if they did a show about him, it could be every episode is just, like, a different heist.
Yeah. Like, I know at one point he's, like, living in L.A., and he steals, like, a bunch of Grammys.
Oh.
Like, he's just got Grammys all over his house. Mm-hmm. Grammys, Oscars, you name it. Have, like, an Ariana Grande appearance.
Yeah.
Where
literally.
She's like, where's my Grammy?
Yeah. My Grammy's gone missing.
Yeah. That stuff like that. They could have had. It has so much potential. And I could rant about this literally all day, but I'm not going to. for now, I'm going to play A Show of Hands by Veps.
Awesome.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
On state devices and state networks to prevent data leaks, which...
That's so dumb.
I know. I don't know why everyone's concerned. Everyone has everyone's data. It's just... It's happened already. So,
if
I mean, you're
not
going to cause...
If you're concerned about your data, look at Facebook.
Yeah, literally. But you'll get your data there, too. But, I mean, anything you use on your phone, you're going to get your data leaked. It's just going to happen. But, she announced that ban of TikTok on state devices and networks. And then, so, following suit, Auburn University... which, I mean, I don't want to, yeah, boo, banned it on their campus where
they've already banned
it? Yeah. As of,
my God.
As of December 13th, 2022, they banned it from all the Wi-Fi networks on campus.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Which I don't understand how they do that. First of all, I guess that's just like a tech thing, but
yeah, I'm a media major, not a
computer
major.
Same.
But, like, that's so dumb.
Yeah. I guess it's, like...
That's, like, free advertising for your university.
Exactly. And, like, you have people making kind of, like, some... I mean, every campus has their, like, their influencers.
Yeah.
That make some money because of, like, their TikTok, which you're just taking away someone's income just because you don't want...
You don't agree.
Want people to film on campus, which, like... That why does that matter?
Yeah, and that's a public university for
exactly
one.
And later in the article, one of the JCM professors, Jessica Maddox, talks about the whole ban, and she says one of the things people often forget about this is that as public universities, we are technically government entities, so therefore we should ban it, but I know UA probably doesn't want to because they know there will be kind of like an uproar about it, because I know people really like use TikTok to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, I had to, because like I'm part of social media ambassadors for the College of CNIS.
Yeah,
I had to submit a TikTok video.
Oh, really?
That I made to be a part of that.
Yeah,
because it's social media.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we do in that thing.
Yeah, and any organization on campus is going to like use every social media platform that they can to get their name out there. Like I'm on the Black Warrior Film Festival, and we shoot at least 2 TikToks every meeting.
Yeah,
and we don't end up posting that day, but they do get posted at some point. And
that's kind of what we do with social media ambassadors too.
So, and we get, you know, we get more engagement there because it's TikTok, and it's just, it can just randomly show up on people's
I scroll through
pages.
TikTok more than I scroll through anything else.
Exactly.
Not because, like, I don't want to see what's on Instagram.
Yeah.
I go to Instagram for my stupid little frog memes or my stupid little possum or capybara memes. I'm on capybara Instagram. Yeah. It's lovely.
I kind of love that, though.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so peaceful there. Mm-hmm. It's like capybara, word of the day, arson.
Oh.
And I love that.
Yeah. For me, it's Twitter. I've been on Twitter recently a lot. I know it's kind of just like the worst place to be, but like Twitter just like is fueling me recently, and I don't know why.
I've been scrolling through it a little bit just because I like seeing what's trending every now and then.
Yeah.
And like that, like I get some news from there. I don't get all my news from there, but like... Like, I found out that Princess Peach has a new poster for the new Mario movie.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about it because they're on Rainbow Road in the picture, and I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to see some Mario Kart in this Mario Bros.
I swear to everything that if they don't have, like, someone falling off Rainbow Road.
Yep.
And I want to see the little guys go down and get them.
Pick them up and put them back on. Yeah, I agree.
In last place, of course.
Of course. But later in the article, they interview Kylan Darnell, who really was like the leader of Bama Rush talk when it first happened.
Okay, but can we talk about how good of press that is for the university?
It really
itself?
Is.
Because like, how many people saw Bama Rush talk?
Yeah.
And like, they weren't really thinking about joining a sorority, or they weren't really thinking about coming here in general.
Yeah.
And then they saw the sense of community that those girls have,
mm-hmm.
or like just what they were doing in general.
Yeah.
And how pretty our campus is, and then was like, I'm going to go to Bama.
Exactly.
I'm going to join a sorority here. That's such good press, and exactly. It's completely free. The university didn't have to pay a dime.
Nope. And they didn't even have to ask them either. Like, they're just doing it for you. But she had like 175,000 followers before, and it grew to 635,000. While she was doing those Bama Rush TikToks, which is crazy. But like, Bama has to think, like, you're getting 500,000 people that know about Bama even more now, like a different subsect of Bama culture.
Yeah. If you don't live in the Southeast, unless you're like looking for schools to go like way out of state or something.
Yeah.
I don't know really how it is for other places, but like, how do you find out about the University of Alabama?
Exactly. I mean, I know a lot of New York kids that come down here.
I know a lot of New Jersey and Chicago kids.
Exactly. And I would love to know like how they came to Bama being from up north, or like, I know a lot of California kids too that come to Alabama, and I would love to know like what they like heard or how they found out about Bama.
Because I think it's because of our like so low, like our tuition is good, like it's tuition, but then we also give out a lot of money.
That's true.
But like at the same time, how can you confidently come down here without knowing what it's like?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And like those Bama Rush talks, or like the different TikToks that people post, because like I've seen this girl once or twice on my For You page, and she like goes to the different dining halls and just tries the food every now and then.
I love that.
And like, how do you come to a university and not know
exactly
anything about it?
Exactly. And I feel like if we ban TikTok, which later in the article, they talk to Dr. Jessica Maddox again, and she says that we might see something similar to what happened at the University of Texas at Austin, who also banned the app, where if we were to ban it, it would mean the app would no longer be able to load on campus Wi-Fi. So, I mean, obviously you can just turn your Wi-Fi off and still probably get on it, but still, like,
some people can't do that though.
Yeah, exactly. And like, if we're, you know, trying to make something for an organization or for, you know, a club that you're in, but you can't do it because, you know, you're on campus and there's this TikTok ban, like,
plus how's that gonna affect different organizations that do use that stuff?
Exactly.
You know, are they gonna be able to post at all? Are they gonna have to delete their accounts?
Yeah, see, that's the other question. Like, if you have, like, if there's a TikTok account associated or affiliated with UA.
Like, I know there's a marching band account.
Yeah. Like, there's, I know for me personally, Black Warrior, we have our TikTok, not to plug it, but it's BWFFUA. So, do we have to take the UA out? Do we have to just delete the account in general? Are we allowed to be still associated with UA? Like, on TikTok, or, you know, there's a lot of other things that, like, people aren't talking about.
These are important questions.
Exactly.
Too.
Because, like, because
Black Warrior is, like, a huge thing.
Yeah.
And, like, do y'all get funding from the university itself?
We have to ask for funding, like most of the other organizations around campus.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I know y'all came into an SEC meeting recently.
Yeah. So we do that stuff, but like, we don't make, like, we throw events, we do kind of fundraising events here and there to make some money, but we don't get like a lot. So we're mostly focused on engagement and getting people to see us and submit to the festival, which,
but it is a university thing.
Yes.
So like, What?
I know.
We need to, that, some questions need to be answered before they do this.
Exactly.
This is like, my roommate told me last night, we were driving to go get some food, and he's like, well, I got this email the other day, and he was asking if I got it, and I didn't, but it was like a survey asking if, like, he would be okay completely closing down all the roads on campus and replacing it with self-driving cars. And so, like, we were talking about it, and we're like, but there are commuters that don't live on campus. Where would they park? Because all the parking is on campus.
Yeah.
Not only that, are they going to build more parking? Or, like, what are they going to do with the current parking lots? What are they going to do? Like, there's a whole lot of logistical stuff that goes into this.
Yeah.
It's not just, do you want to ban TikTok?
Yeah.
It's, do you want to ban TikTok? But also, do you want to completely erase the University of Alabama's presence?
Exactly.
Like, are they going to sue that girl who posts Bama Rush?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't understand, like, what they think is going to, like, benefit. Because, like, again, if
how much data is actually being leaked?
Exactly.
Versus how much...
But, like, I feel like it's, like, what data... is it that's not the person who's posting the TikTok's data?
Yeah.
You know? Like, why does it matter if we're posting on... Maybe it's just something I don't understand about this, where, you know, there's, like, something about, like, the IP that it's, like, made on can be traced or whatever. But, like, I feel like it's not, like... It's more... They're just, like, wanting to ban TikTok because... It's a Chinese
spy app.
Yeah, exactly.
Quotations around spy app.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, you just are doing that because of this, like, conspiracy theory that you have.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. How much of this is your actual concern? And how much of this has been backed up by, like, actual data?
Exactly.
And, like, I'm asking this not just to the university, but to KIV.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Meemaw Ivy, come on.
Like, and also, she's not on TikTok. She doesn't know what TikTok is. She's, like, 85.
Yeah. Unless you're, like, in the youth culture.
Yeah.
Or you just get on it just to get on it.
Yeah.
You don't know what it actually is.
Exactly. And I feel like people think it's just, like, you're giving out all this information when you make these videos. And it's, like, no. Half the time, the videos I see are, like... someone, like, playing a Minecraft parkour while Reddit threads are being played over top.
Exactly.
And I live for those because they're so calming to me, and I can just, like, listen to these crazy stories while, like, someone runs a Minecraft parkour. And
yeah. I'm like, I get a lot of, like, different theories for the shows that I'm watching.
Yeah. I love those, too.
Yeah. So, like, I don't post on TikTok.
No.
At all. Simply because I just... don't have anything to post.
Yeah.
I don't like posting in general on social media, but it's just
I know.
It's really frustrating.
But also Dr. Maddox said the ban could impact UA students' careers and income as they use TikTok as influencers or for networking purposes, which challenges free speech.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get into this whole other thing about free speech, and you can't ban something that is technically free speech because of the amendments. Like,
yeah, well, like, Auburn University, they can do what they want.
Yeah,
that's whatever. But we have, like, Auburn doesn't have as big, if any, communication school.
True.
We have an entire college dedicated to
exactly
media.
Exactly.
How are you going to ban a form of social media when that's what we're learning?
Yeah, and it's, like, one of the biggest growing social medias, and we have to learn this.
We have to understand about it in our classes.
Exactly. And they don't... I don't know. UA, you know, I have my problems with UA, and this might be one of them if it actually goes through.
Yeah.
Because I'll be kind of upset. I know I like to get on TikTok between classes.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like... It just doesn't make sense to me why they think this is a good idea.
It doesn't to me either, honestly. And, like, just, like, in one of my classes right now, we have to make a video essay on certain things.
Yeah.
Like, on anything we want.
Mm-hmm.
But like video essays got popular because they made short form videos on TikTok,
yeah.
and then they moved to long form videos
exactly.
on YouTube, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They got popular because you would hear like snippets on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and then they would have the full hour length version.
Exactly. So it's like, I feel like sometimes, I feel like a lot of the times TikTok can be very educational too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I learn a lot of different interesting things on TikTok that I would have never gotten from a class or, you know, from just like trying to find it on the internet. Like,
yeah,
I feel like TikTok just gets things out and it's just like whatever.
And as bad as this sounds and as bad as this is, I get a lot of my news from TikTok.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
I'm not saying that like I just trust whatever schmuck comes up on my mm-hmm. For You page. No, I trust the people because like what they do, the people that do come up on my For You page, they come with receipts.
Yeah, exactly.
They bring up the articles they read it from.
Yeah.
They post it in the comments, you know, like under the desk news.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Yeah.
Good morning, bad news. Love them.
Yeah.
I get a lot of them, or I get a lot of like political things and they post clips.
Yeah.
And that's so I know that I can trust this person.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get a lot of commentary with it, and then I make my own opinions.
Yeah.
And like, if I see something, I'm kind of like, I go look it up for myself.
Yeah.
So like, I see a lot of different things on TikTok.
Yeah.
A lot of educational things, a lot of brain rot things. But like, it's like anything else.
Yeah.
You're going to get more fake news from Facebook than you're going to get from
exactly.
TikTok.
Exactly.
I feel like your information is probably going to get leaked a lot more from Facebook too.
Exactly. I just don't understand, like, I guess people just have this, like, such a, like, burning hatred for social media that they have to, like, ruin it for other people sometimes.
Well, it's not just the burning hatred for social media. It's for anything teenagers like.
Exactly.
Teenagers cannot like things.
Exactly.
They're not allowed to in our society.
Yeah.
Or like young adults, they can't like things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't have malls anymore.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have, like, that's why we have loitering laws.
Yeah.
Along with anti-homelessness stuff.
Yeah.
But that's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause teenagers don't have anywhere else to be. They
yeah.
don't, we don't have teenager spaces anymore. So TikTok
exactly.
has become the teenager space.
Yep.
Where we go.
And social like, media in general has become that space.
Yeah. That's where teenagers go to vent, to mm-hmm. hang out with other teenagers and stuff like
yeah.
that. And like,
they just
want
to take
it. It.
I know, because they don't have it.
Yeah.
And they see that, like,
they're like, you should be outside.
Yeah. And it's not the 1980s anymore, grandma.
Well, they destroyed all of the outdoor
exactly.
spaces.
Exactly.
Do like, we have parks in Tuscaloosa, but they're just open fields.
Yeah, it's really just that, like, Arboretum over there is just, like, a big field.
I've never been there, so I can't say.
It's kind of like the Botanical Gardens of Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, and, like, that, there's, like, this big Snow Hinton Park.
Yeah.
It's just a big open field.
Yeah.
With a massive slide in the middle. Which is really hard to climb up to, by the way. I've done it once, and I will not do it again.
Yeah.
The slide itself was fun, but it's not worth the spider climb to get up there.
Ooh.
Not only that, but it's, like, really hard, and, like, I'm 5'6", and I was having trouble reaching some of the next
oh,
things.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been there before. I've been to Lake Nickel. I've been to Lake Nickel a lot. I love it over there.
Yeah. I highly recommend trying it
yeah.
once, but, like, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah. I know Lake Nickel has all, like, the rocks and, like, the weird, like, cliffs and such that you can, like, climb down and up. And I love to climb.
Yeah.
I'm a climber. For
but
sure.
But, like, it's just, that's the space that teenagers hang out in.
Yeah.
And now, or, like, young adults.
Yeah.
Especially. That's where they hang out. That's where they get their news. That's where they get all this stuff.
Exactly.
But because it's not what they had and they don't understand it, they're scared of it.
Yeah.
And it's awful. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, like, a kind of sad, too. But,
yeah.
I mean, that's the article I found, and I find it pretty interesting.
If you want to learn more, go to the Crimson White.
Yeah.
Shout out C-Dubs.
Yes. Shout out C-Dubs. Let me find the... Okay. This article was written by Rachel Steele on February 3rd, 2023. go ahead and go to the Crimson White. Check them out. I have a lot of friends with Crimson White, so I know they're going to love, like, hearing this.
I try to do it every time I am in the booth. I just... C-Dubs is such a good place to get campus.
Yeah, it really is. And plus, they're really good about getting, like, stories out there quick.
Yeah.
You know, I have my friend Gabriel is the engagement editor here at Crimson White, because we share the same building with the Crimson White, so that's why we kind of always shout them out, because they're, like, neighbors pretty much. I've got page editor friends and, like...
They work so hard, it's ridiculous.
Really, and it's, like, kind of scary sometimes when they do their production weekends. I'm like, I don't see them for 3 days, and they're, like, always stressed out, but, like, they always, like, somehow make it fun for themselves.
They work a lot harder than I would be willing to. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's just me.
Yeah, I guess they want to do that when they're older. I guess somewhat.
God no, it's.
I don't even know what I want to do when I'm older.
I like live TV is what I figured out.
Yeah. Like, what kind of live TV, though?
Well, I've been working with CTP, like Crimson Tide Productions. And I like being behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I like stuff where I don't have to take it home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, where I don't have to work ridiculously long hours.
True.
So, like, being able to just... get there at, like, whatever time, go to a meeting really quick, go to the venue, get behind a camera, film it for the entire game. You get to watch the game and get paid.
Exactly.
And then leave and not think about it.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
That's really nice for me. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that I like.
So you want to do sports live broadcasting, but
I don't
not
know
like
about
the,
sports, but like I do like live broadcasting. Yeah, I'm not really a sports person.
Okay,
maybe something like SNL or something.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that too. I think that would be so fun, like, or like a late night show, or like,
yeah,
I don't know, something multicam. You know,
yeah, something multicam, but also like live or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Being the cameraman for, like, the Grammys or something.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
For, like, the really Oscars. Cool. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. But I would also be really afraid, because I know those cameramen get right up in their faces.
Oh, my God,
I would be so, like, nervous. They would, like, literally hate me.
That's okay. Can you imagine, like, Taylor Lautner looking you dead in the eyes and going, I hate you.
Yeah, I would literally start crying.
Garfield just stares you dead
See, now, if he told me that, I would actually, like, have a panic
attack.
If
Andrew Garfield told me he hated me, I would just, like, dissolve.
I would be done. I would quit the job and I would leave. I would put the camera down right at his feet and I would say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I would leave. I would walk out the doors.
Tom Holland with his little British voice goes,
yeah.
Why are you all up in my face? And I'm like, this is my job. Like,
sorry, Tom. But but if Andrew Garfield said it, I would be like, I'm sorry. And I would literally leave.
Yeah.
I would not be working there anymore. I would change professions.
I think at that point I would just change my name.
Yep.
Move to the Bahamas.
Exactly. Run away and never be seen again by anyone, because that's just so embarrassing.
Andrew Garfield is like peak.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
He just seems like the best person alive.
Bet you Andrew Garfield wouldn't ban TikTok.
No, he definitely wouldn't. But I feel like he doesn't use it.
No, he doesn't, but Ryan Reynolds does.
See, I'm not about Ryan Reynolds, I don't think.
You're not about Ryan Reynolds?
I don't think so. Just love for that, me, man. For me, I don't know. It's just not my style.
I gotcha. You know, love that man, personally.
I mean, I love his wife. I love Blake Lively. She's cool.
And, like, Walker Scobell is, like, he played, like, young him in, like, the Adam Project.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, and the reason he got hired is because he can quote the entirety of Deadpool. And, like, he's the new Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
So, like, kind of gotta love both of them.
Yeah. I understand that. Well, I think we're going to go on to our next couple songs.
Ooh, some Young Hearts by Benny Sings.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.